Okay, Ramban, Parshas Korach. So, at the beginning of the Parsha, the Ramban has a machlokas with the Ibn Ezra about when Parshas Korach took place. So the Ibn Ezra says, it says, Ein mukdam ha-mocher b'Torah. Torah is not necessarily in chronological order. And therefore, this story with Korach did not take place when it looks like after Parshas Shlach. Rather, it took place many parshas ago. In other words, it had nothing to do with, it didn't happen after the Meraglim, rather it happened when everyone got their assignments, when the Bechors, according to the Gemara, were supposed to be doing the Avoda, when they were replaced by the Levium, and the Kohanim were going to be the ones doing the Avoda, not all of Shevet Levi, and the Bechors weren't going to be doing the Avoda, when that, all those, everybody got their jobs, like that, that's when, Korach started his rebellion. Because people were not happy with that. The Bechors wanted to do their Avoda. They didn't want the Kohanim to take over. They didn't want Shevet Levi to take over. Korach himself was a Bechor. And so he started this rebellion. And they were saying that Moshe made up all the stuff on his own. It didn't come from Hashem. Moshe made it up to give his brother all the Gedula and Bnei Kos. They were close. It was all made up. That's what they said. And Dasan and Aviram, what they care? Well, they were upset. They're from Reuven. And they were upset that Reuven is not the Bechor, because Reuven lost his Bechora. So they were upset about that too. Okay. So the Ramban says, that's all if you hold like the Ibn Ezra, that Ein Mukdam Mocher B'Torah means there's just no chronology to the Torah. Nothing's in order necessarily. The Ramban, Lashitaso, and all of Chumash does not agree to that. The Ramban says, Torah is always in chronological order. Almost always. There is an occasional exception where the Torah will tell you it's out of order, and there's a reason for it, only then. But otherwise, the Torah is in chronological order. Ein mukdam mocher b'Torah is a rare exception. And this is in order too. But then you're left with the obvious question, why now? After the Meraglim, now Korach woke up to start a fight about who should be in charge. Wasn't it like the Ibn Ezra? Why didn't he start his rebellion as soon as the Bechors lost their ability to do the Avoda, and the Levium were chosen? Anyway, so Aaron was chosen. So the Ramban explains that it's true. Nobody was happy. The Bechors were not happy. First of all, the Ramban thinks that the people who were gathering against Moshe were Bechors, all Bechors. That's who was upset about this. The Bechors, they wanted their job back of doing the Avoda. So, but when they were informed that they were losing it and it was going to Shevet Levi, it came from Moshe. Who's going to argue with Moshe? They loved Moshe, and Moshe was always saving them. Whenever anything bad would happen, he would daven, and they would get saved. Until they didn't. Kirvas HaTaira happened. A lot of people died there. Esha Tavera. And then we had the Chet HaMeraglim, where it seems like Moshe didn't daven for that. I mean, he davened that it shouldn't happen, all that they should have 40 years to die. They shouldn't be completely wiped out. But to save them, Moshe didn't daven, because it wouldn't have worked. And so when things started going bad, where they didn't get saved, things were, a lot of people died, again, like you said, in Kippur HaTaver, and then you had Chet HaMeraglim, where everyone's going to die, so then they're like, okay, then they had just about enough. So then they weren't loving Moshe so much, because he wasn't saving them anymore, and they were just upset about the whole thing. And then they got upset, so when someone comes on, Korach saw his opportunity, he said, starting his populist movement, and it's like, oh, we got to get together, us Bechors, Korach himself as a Bechor, we got to get together, why let Moshe get away with this? He made it all up. It only happened now, because this is when the audience was ready for it, because they were all upset about it. So Moshe said, okay, you want to see? Let's make a test then. We'll do the Ketores and see if it works. Let's see who Hashem chooses. Okay, but that explains why it's now. Then we have the Ramban brings Rabbeinu Chananel. Like I said, the Ramban holds himself that it was the Bechors who were coming against Moshe. But he brings Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that they were all from Shevet Levi. As the Pasuk says, Rab Lachem B'nei Levi. So must be it was the B'nei Levi who were rebelling on Moshe. Because Moshe keeps addressing them as Rab Lachem B'nei Levi, Shimon B'nei Levi. So, that's Rabbeinu Chananel, but the Ramban says, no, it was not, it was the Bechors. You can't say the Shevet Mesharsi Elokeinu, the Levium, the Holy Levium, they would be doing that, and they're head of Shevet, of course not. So, if so, why did Moshe keep saying Rav Lachem B'nei Levi? So, he explains, again, this is all the same story, that Korach's running his populist movement, trying to tell everybody, I really care about you. This is not about me. It's about you. The Bechor should have the right. The Kol Ha'ida Kulam Kedoshim. We're all holy. And Moshe wanted to set the record straight. And he said, you mean you're upset you're not a Kohen, Korach? You mean like that your Shevet's not a, you're upset that Shevet Levi's not a Kohen? You're upset that you weren't given the Nesius that you wanted and then Elitzaphan was chosen? Like he, Moshe of course knew what the real issue was with Korach. He was upset that he hadn't been appointed, that Elitzaphan was appointed instead of him and that he, that the Levium weren't Kohanim. That's what bothered them. So that's why he said, Rab Lachem B'nei Levi, to say, you don't care about other people. That's not your issue here. You're upset about your own personal things here. And Sheva Levi, that they didn't become Kohanim, that's what you guys are upset about. So, to let everybody know, he's not here for you. He's here for himself. And the proof, though, he says, the Ramban says, that it was people from all of Klai Yisrael, the Bechoris, and not just Sheva Levi, because when they did the test, they had the 12 staffs, right? With the test to see which would blossom. It wasn't, 12 staff means the whole Klai Yisrael. We're going to say who's going to be chosen in Klai Yisrael. That means to say that it was the whole Klai Yisrael who was in doubt here. If Moshe was telling the truth and it was really supposed to be Shevet Levi, it must have been all of Klai Yisrael because he had all 12 Shvatim, all 12 staffs, all 12 Shvatim. So it was all of Klai Yisrael. But again, the Bechoris. So Moshe is responding, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, to say that that was the truth. They were, Vikashtim Gam Kahuna. It was the issue. You wanted yourself to be, a Kohanim. So now Moshe Rabbeinu, chose the Ketores because he knew what happened to Nadav and Avihu, and he knew that if the wrong person brings it, you know, it won't be just that Hashem would accept it, and if the wrong person brought it, he knew that it had to be perfect, you know, or else the person would die. So that's why he suggested the, Ketores, so make it obvious who was the Bechir, the one Hashem had chosen. But he quotes Unkelus, who says, you know, Unkelus always calls the Ketores, translates Ketores as Ketores Busman. But here, every time he has the word Ketores, Unkelus just says Ketores, not Ketores Busman. Now, the truth is, our Unkelus says Ketores Busman every time. But the Ramban's guess was that the Unkelus changed it in this parsha to Ketores, not Ketores Busman, which he thought maybe is because the Ramban understood it. The Unkelus understood that it wasn't a real Ketores, it was just a sample to test. But he says Chazal say it was a Ketores Mamish. And again, argues in Unkelus it was also a real Ketores. Okay, so then they're all ready to bring their Ketores, and Hashem says, Hibad l'mitocha ha'edah hazos. Hashem says to Moshe, don't stand next to them. I'm going to destroy them all. Achaleh osam karaga. So, Rabban says, Mamanovshach, what happened over here? Was it that Hashem says, I'm going to kill them all? So, did they do something wrong? So, if so, then it makes sense to kill them all. Why would Moshe have said, oh, only one person did Hayishachad Yechatav Hayita Tiktof? Well, if only one person did something wrong, you're right, but everyone did something wrong. And if everyone didn't do everything wrong, and there is talk, like Moshe and Aaron said, that only one person sinned, why did Hashem say, I'm going to kill them all? Why would Hashem want to kill them all? So he explains that really the whole Eda had sinned. All those people who had doubted Moshe Rabbeinu, they had all sinned. Because you're not allowed to doubt what we mean. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Navi Hashem. You're going to doubt Moshe Rabbeinu. That's being like Maharach, for your Rabbo is Maharach or Ashkina. And if a Navi tells you something, a known Navi, and you tell him, he tells you something, you don't listen, that's Misa B'dei Shemayim. So they're all Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim for thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu made stuff up. So that's why Hashem said, I'll kill them all. But then Moshe now responded that they didn't do anything, the crowd. It's only the people who are actually going to bring, you know, who caused this Korach and his family. They're the ones that caused this trouble. They're the ones that inspired everybody to be rebelling against Moshe. They're the ones that should be killed. And he says that's those who daven for mercy on Klai Yisrael. That's always what it is. That one person should take the hit because that person's for sure wrong, and they should take the hit for everybody else because they're really the ones that caused it. And he says That's also what happened in the time of David HaMelech and the census, where David HaMelech again counted the Jewish people without collecting machzis ha-shekel. So David HaMelech said that he should take the hit, because it's really all his fault. He caused Bnei Yisrael to have that sin. And the Ramban says really Klal Yisrael had been chayev, because first of all, they could have given the machzis ha-shekel. It's not like David says, don't give me a machzis ha-shekel. They could have had themselves counted with the machzis ha-shekel. They did not, so they were a little negligent for that. But also, because the Jews had not thought to build the Beis HaMikdash. David thought to build the Beis HaMikdash, but the Jewish people had never been this era to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ramban says, had they been this era, it could have happened times of the Shoftim, America, or whatever, the earlier people, Shaul at least, could have happened much earlier. But it didn't. So there was a taina on them, that they weren't as urah to build the Beis HaMikdash sooner. And that was why Hashem put it in David HaMelech's mind to get them to not be counted with a machzis shekel, but rather direct. Okay, so then Hashem says, Moshe says, if these people will die a normal death, and I made stuff up, but if a miracle happens, if a bria yivra Hashem, if Hashem creates a new bria, a new creation, and they get swallowed up, so then you see that I'm right, they're wrong. So the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra, who says the word bria means yesh me'ayin, a brand new creation. So he said here, it doesn't seem to fit because no brand new creation happened because the earth just opened up. That's not such a big chiddush. It happens. I mean, that it happened right now was an ace, but it's not a bria. It's not a new creation. There's a thing called an earthquake. An earthquake comes, the fault line, things, you know, the earth can open and people can fall in. That's not a bria, a brand new concept. It's just a naze that it happened right now, but it's not a brand new creation. So therefore, it must be, bria must mean lavdafka over here. Bria means something else, like a gzera. Okay, anyway, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, no, it does mean exactly that. Bria means yesh me'ayin. So you'll tell me here, what was the new creation? He said, when an earthquake happens, the earth opens up and doesn't close a second later. It stays open. If someone falls in, they fall in, okay. But here, the earth opened, swallowed them up, and then miraculously closed over their heads. That's like a mouth swallowing something. That's an ace. That's a bria. And that's why it was called bria. Okay, then Hashem told Moshe to take the machtos and Rashi brings that they became Aser Bahana, the pans that were used to bring the Ketores by the 250 people, because they made it into a Kli Sheris to offer the carbon chattas. Ketores. To offer the Ketores. So the Ramban says, I don't know what Isser there is. There's no Isser here, because it was made to bring a non-Kohen that made a Kli Sheris to be Makriv B'chutz. That's not Mekadesh it to be a Kli Sheris. Rather, it means it was Hektish, meaning it was meant to be an os. It was made hektish, kikadeshu, in the sense that it became holy to be an os, the Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem chose the Kohanim. Okay, so then, it seems like a very amazing statement happens next. The Pasuk says, after this open miracle of Klal Yisrael, I mean, of Korach and his family being swallowed up, the people bringing the Ketores being burnt in fire from the Ketores, and Klal Yisrael says, oh, Moshe, you killed them. Moshe and Aaron, you killed them. Atem amitim asam Hashem. Like, really? After that whole story, you think they're on their own and it's not Hashem? So the Ramban explains, it means you caused them to die because you, Moshe, you're the one who chose Ketores because you knew they would die. You could have chosen some other test. Why'd you choose Ketores? You killed them. Because they knew Aaron was allowed to bring it because Aaron was the actual Kohen Gadol and he had a Ketores to bring in the morning. But the other ones who were not supposed to bring it, Moshe would have known they would die. So that's why they had a taina on him. And then the Ron said something else, which was really they did believe that Aaron was chosen as the Kohen because Aaron already brought Karbanos and they had been accepted. They knew Aaron was chosen to be the Kohen and his sons were chosen to be the Kohanim. But the Bechoros wanted to be Leviim. The Bechoros wanted to be what? They didn't want to be replaced by Levi. They wanted to be at least Levi's. So here's the thing. Moshe asked them to bring a keteres. A Levi doesn't bring a keteres. A Kohen brings a keteres. So that thing of them, of the Bechors, or whoever, bringing the keteres, that wasn't, they weren't trying to be, they were supposed to be Levian. So that got them killed. So that wasn't right. That doesn't prove that Moshe's right. So certainly they had originally tined that they should get Kuna too. But maybe they should get Levuya. In other words, it's not a test that they shouldn't get Leviya. Maybe the Bechor should get Leviya. So you had them killed. That's what their taina was. So now Hashem gets saying, Hashem says to Moshe, Hiromi b'toch ha'id ha'azoz v'chaleo sam keraga. Step away from these people and I'll destroy them. So the Ramban just asks, why does Moshe need to step away if you're making an ace? So he could just, it won't hit Moshe. It'll go around Moshe. Why do you have to have Moshe move away? So he says, maybe it's the opposite. It's the chavad the tzaddik. They would be saved. So Hashem wants him to move away so that they can be, the Ish can get them. Okay, then when, later on in Perikir Chaz Pasik Zayin, it's described to the Kohen and what they got. It says, Atav v'nechid cha tishmer es kuhnasam chol dvar mizbech v'es berochis v'adatem avodas matana. So what's this lashon of avodas matana? Your avoda will be avodas matana. A service of gift. So what is that? So the Ramban says that your avoda to Hashem is not like the slaves who have to work for the king, where they're pressed into servery. You know, they don't have it, they're beaten till they, or they're forced to serve the king. That's not an avodas matana. That's shibud. And avodas matana means that you consider it an incredible privilege. An avodas matana. It's a matana to have this avoda. A gedula, in other words, that you're kohanim, and that your avoda should be that it's a gift. Not that it's something that it's a burden to you. It's avodas matana. It's a gedula for you that you were chosen. And just one last short point. It says, when they get the karbanos, so it'll be kodesh kadoshim. They'll get kodesh kadoshim. Then it says, bekodesh hakadoshim tochlenu. So that sounds like in the kodesh hakadoshim. That's like where the aron is. That's where you'll eat it. Rashi says, if you're not paying attention, read it real quick. It says, "Bekadosh Hakadoshim Techlenu." Rashi says, "Limei na kachi kachim shein nachalam ela ba'azara." So you see, kachi kachim have to be eaten in the azara. Well, that's not what it says. It says, "Bekadosh Hakadoshim Techlenu." That's not the azara. That's the kadosh Hakadoshim. You're not supposed to eat it there, and you're not even allowed to go into there except on Yom Kippur. So the Ramban brings that from a medrash that's talking about if the Beis Hamikdash is surrounded by enemies and they have to hide on the inside. So they can even eat kachim, they can eat the kachim even in the heichal. Oh, sorry, I forgot one last thing. It says at the end that the Kohanim will not, and the Levim will not get a chelik in Kai Yisrael. It says, Ba'artzim lo sinchal. So, you won't get a nachas. The Ramban explains, you won't get any city, not even a little bit. The Levim did get all these cities. They got, 42 cities. So the Ramban explains that wasn't really cities. That was for, not for them. That was for Klal Yisrael. Meaning it was they were Ari Miklat, really. They weren't the official Ari Miklat, but that's what they were. The shape of those cities of Levim were also Ari Miklat. They were there really for Yisrael. And therefore it's not considered that they got an inheritance. Okay, we'll stop here.